Over 20,000 hectares of West Jutland in Denmark used to be forest, but that has long since disappeared. But now the Danes are bringing back that forest and hoping to turn the land over to nature. Thomas Burup is the chief forester at the Klosterhaven Forest.
It originally used to be forest. We suppose it's going to be a mixed oak forest. When the people actually came into the land, starting agriculture, shifting cultivation, grazing sheep and cattle, the area gradually degraded into heathland, and Denmark was approximately half covered with heath to a few hundred years ago. After we lost the war against Germany, we actually tried to use more of our land inside, so we planted forests, and that we did here a little more than 100 years ago. The area is now mainly forested, but now we are actually changing the forest, which was made for productive purposes, and now we are changing it, producing more biodiversity, producing cleaned groundwater. We don't use fertilizers, we don't use pesticides in this area, and we also manage the area in order to provide good facilities for the public to have recreational purposes here, mountain biking, riding, just walking and so on.
Now, when the forest was originally planted, as you said, it was done for timber and so on, so there's a lot of conifers planted. Is that something you're going to continue, or are you actually changing the trees here as well?
We are changing the forestry very much into what we call close to nature forestry. It used to be 95 or 99% spruce and firs, and now we are having many more broadleaves and oak, beech, aspen, and so on. So in order to make the biodiversity bigger and better protection for the groundwater.
And apart from just changing the trees instead of not using fertilizers and things, what else have you done to the area in order to sort of bring it back to nature and increase the biodiversity?
We've actually moved the forest from rather large areas in order to go back to the semi-natural status as heathlands. We are making more open areas, more open spaces with the heathland and grasslands, with the nature that is connected to that nature type. Furthermore, probably one of the most important things during the last time have been the reintroduction of the beavers. And this was actually an aim to increase the biodiversity, because beavers are one of the most typical ecological keystone species, which changes the environment very much, so that you have a dynamic, ever-evolving nature where you have beavers, with areas that have been flooded and areas that have been dried, trees that have been killed, either felled by the beavers or just inundated and dying that way, producing food for mushrooms, for insects, for nesting places for birds and so on.
And what animals in particular benefit from the beaver being here?
We have seen an increase in waterfowls, we have seen an increase in frogs and toads, so on. The bats, we have been seeing quite a lot over the beaver ponds, and of course some species of fish, some species of insects.
I also noticed that around the forest there's a lot of dead wood everywhere. Is that a bad sign?
We foresters have been very good at removing dead wood, and this has actually been more or less a disaster for all the mushrooms and insects living from eating dead wood. These species connected to this material, dead wood, they have become almost extinct in areas. So by providing them with more food, we hope that we will see many of these species again.
Now, you say you had to actually reintroduce the beaver. How come it disappeared in the first place?
Beavers were very close to extinction if you go 150 years back. They were only living in five isolated populations in southern part of Norway, southern part of Germany, southern part of France. They were hunted or trapped down for several reasons. They were providing good food, you could use their fur, and finally you used the castoreum from the beaver glands, as you actually thought. The castoreum was used both in perfume industry and, if you go back in time, used in the people's medicine, and you have a lot of superstition connected to use of the castoreum.
That's Thomas Burup from the Klosterhaven Forest in Denmark.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.